listening to Seth Goldstein Reporting, a series on Anchor from Raging Chicken Press. Find us online at ragingchickenpress.org. It's sad but true. In the Washington Post again, in the opinion section, the title of the piece I'm talking about is Putin and Sisi are putting on elections, why bother? Both these countries, Russia and Egypt, are totalitarian regimes. They're only putting on a facade of democracy for the world. No one's going to oust Putin, at least not peacefully. And no one in Egypt is going to oust Sisi at all. And, I mean, especially Sisi in Egypt had his chief prosecutor jail his opposition. So, I mean, I get it. It's horrible that they can't have real elections because they are holding the power. But it just shows that the world is not a democratic place. I mean, China, absolutely not a democratic place. They're dictators. People hold on the power. And what we make sure in America is that we don't let Trump or any of the Republicans hold on the power too long. We have to make sure our democracy works. According to the Washington Post today, 10 years after the financial crisis, the Senate prepares to roll back banking rules. So as if we didn't learn that in 2008, giving the banks carte blanche to do subprime mortgages and all the stuff that makes our country less secure financially, if that wasn't enough for us to learn, we're doing it again. And the worst part about this is that a number of red state Democrats are backing the bill to roll back these rules. It says, Congress's appetite for pulling back regulations shows a renewed clout of the financial sector in Washington, not just the GOP, but among Democrats. 8 years after nearly every Senate Democrat blocked a sweeping set of new rules for financial firms, large and small, the party is now split with moderates, several of them facing tough midterm elections working with the opposing party. Well, folks, we used to vote these guys out, but this is ridiculous. And man, I've been using this word quite a bit, ridiculous. Post your comments. The gun laws in this country need to be revised. The NRA needs to be taken out of power and their influence needs to diminish. Our kids and our students need to not go to school fearing their life that one day they go to school and not return because someone decides to shoot up a school. Parents need to not have to fear that sending their kid off to school one day is going to be the last time they're going to see them. We need to get the NRA out of politics. No longer is the NRA a sportsman association trying to teach useful and safe ways to use guns. They are bought and sold by the gun industry, who then in turn are buying and selling our senators and our state legislatures. We need to do something about this. And thankfully, the Parkland students are not taking this lying down. They are fighting for everything we as adults should be standing for. And they are amazing. And they're not just kids. They're citizens. A lot of them are going to be voting in the 2018 election. And they need to be taken seriously because they lived it. They were there. They experienced it. And now they want change. And we need change. So hopefully after this march on the 24th of March, we will not just stop there. We will continue the fight. And I support them fully.
Alright guys, this has been Seth Goldstein reporting for the Raging Chicken Press. That's it for now. Tune back soon and we'll have another podcast ready for you to go and listen to. If you like what I'm doing here and what we're doing on RagingChickenPress.org, please go to patreon.com/rcpress. That's patreon.com/rcpress.